Thank you for listening to Word of Mouth. It's fundraising time at NHPR, and we are asking you to chip in a little bit to cover the listening that you do. $5 or $10 is all it takes when you click on the support button at nhpr.org. There was a time when locking the doors to the Sistine Chapel was enough to keep the process of choosing a new pope secret. Today, at least 17 cardinals are on Twitter, and who knows how many are on Facebook, and the Roman Catholic Church is not taking any chances. In preparation, a Faraday cage, that's a device sort of like the cone of silence from Get Smart, has been installed over the convening cardinals. The idea is to keep what happens in Vatican City, you know, in Vatican City. Joining us today to unlock the secrets of the Faraday cage is Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at Zerocol and our favorite explainer of all things Wired. Great to have you back on this top secret occasion, Rob.
Great to be here, Virginia.
So what is a Faraday cage and what does it do?
Oh, Faraday cages are old school. We're talking 1755 Ben Franklin.
Whoa!
And 1836 Michael Faraday. And really, it's simply based on the following techno, which is that charge flows on the outside of a conductive surface. So in English, what that means is electromagnetic waves, electricity, they all flow on the outside of metals. And if you ever go to the Museum of Science or watch videos online, you see a giant Van de Graaff generator shooting electric sparks, giant bolts of electricity, at someone standing in something that looks like a birdcage. And that birdcage is a Faraday cage. Basically, it's just metal, grounded metal to the ground. And the idea is that electricity will flow on the outside of that surface and not penetrate it. So as you said, a cone of silence, imagine an electronic cone of silence. So all electromagnetic energy will flow through that cage into the ground, thus preventing that electronic information to penetrate it. So it's a shield. It's like an electronic shield. And that's what the folks in the Vatican are doing. And they're doing that to prevent any cellular or Wi-Fi or radio waves or any type of transmission from either getting in or getting out.
It sounds remarkably low tech for a 2013 conclave. Is it the best way to prevent signals from going in and going out?
Oh, Faraday cages are incredibly effective. They're really great.
So they use nothing else to like jam signals or, you know, a Dan Brown detector?
You could do that, and there are jammers and you can read about them, and they're generally high power transmitters to overload receivers. But the Faraday cage is great, inexpensive, very effective. You can decide what you want to insulate and not insulate. Doesn't take any power. Easy to install.
Okay, it sounds so simple. Could we make one?
Absolutely. Actually, there's a few things to think about. First, you can go to your hardware store and make them. You can get, little kits on eBay for $30 for demonstration purposes in your local science class. But, you probably have one. I know my house has metal studs in it. And sadly, that ruins my Wi-Fi reception throughout my house because guess what? Those metal studs, close together, pieces of metal grounded, are a wonderful Faraday cage. So one side of my house has terrible Wi-Fi reception while the other has good. Mm. If you go in the basement of any commercial building and look at the electrical utilities, you'll probably see that they're surrounded in a metal cage. And you'll say to yourself, wow, why did they lock all that electronic stuff, that high voltage stuff, in like a metal cage in the basement? Must be for security purposes. Well, it is for security purposes, but it's also a Faraday cage to ground and protect any people from any high voltage.
All right, you mentioned that people can buy kits online. I'm just wondering, other than a science experiment, why would people want to make their own Faraday cages? I mean, it's going to ruin their reception, right?
Well, I suppose if you want to isolate your teenager from getting to the internet or listening to his radio or using his cellular, you could do a cage. But, you're talking doomsday preppers and all kinds of stuff like that. People worried maybe about, the government spying on your wireless phone, things like that. I mean, there's not a lot of great reasons to do it. But actually, there are some small commercial reasons. If you take apart a number of TVs, depending on what technology the TV is using, they have small Faraday cages in there. Why? Because they want to prevent outside electromagnetic waves from disturbing the generation of your TV picture. They want it to be without any kind of noise or anything that might be produced by things like your wireless phones or other transmitting devices you have in your house. Your TVs on the inside have little Faraday cages protecting important signal-generating components.
Okay, I know you. I know you're a curious engineering type who likes to solve things. Could you get signals in or out of the Vatican somehow?
Well, there is one type of signal that does get through Faraday cages. And sadly, it's boring. It's things like very static or low-frequency signals. For for example, the Earth's magnetic field. So the popes inside of there can, you know, use a compass. So I guess if, you know, we were, you know, I was incredibly creative and could somehow alter the Earth's magnetic field, I might be able to get some type of communication. But otherwise, it's going to be pretty tough.
Well, Rob Fleischman, I want to thank you for at least giving us a clue. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Always great to be here, Virginia.
Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at ZeroCoal and our favorite explainer of all things Wired. Now, we're going to check in with NHPR's March fundraiser and then hear about Wonder Woman, finally on film. It's not a blockbuster, but a documentary that celebrates and explores the need for American female superheroines. That's the second half of Word of Mouth coming up on listener-supported New Hampshire Public Radio.